Okay, somehow Pamela stopped, but it's working again, so.
Pamela, I hate you.
Damn that lady.
Always drama with the females. If the program was called Steve, I bet you there'd be no problems. But anyways. And welcome yet again to another episode of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast where we cover all things geeky. We are recording today. This is our first podcast of the new year, 2011.
Woohoo!
Thursday, January 6th. And I am your host, William, aka Poetic Soul 44. And I'm joined with my co-host, as always, 99.9% of the time, anyways.
Yeah,
Stuart.
Somehow I got left out of the last episode. I don't know.
I think it was because you were working or something. I don't know.
No, I was at home watching it, and next thing I know, you guys come out with a show talking about it. I'm like, how did I miss it?
Really? Because okay. We were tweeting about it, and there are people, you know. I think Dark DJ joined and Thighfester joined, and originally it was just going to be like me and Mongo Bear, but you know, other people joined because we were talking about it on Twitter, so I'm surprised you didn't say anything.
I heard, like, I saw something of, you know, Dark DJ said, hey, some of us are on Skype, but I had no idea it was for our show.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was just basically just cross promoting. And that's our like most downloaded episode, I think, actually.
Yeah. We had a good hit on that show.
We broke like 200, I think, 200 downloads on that show.
Yeah, woohoo!
It beat that other episode.
Episode 16.
Yeah. So that was pretty crazy, but you didn't say your catchphrase or your slogan or whatever.
I'm on the internet. Yeah, whatever.
Well,
I'm the internet's own casual terror. Okay, there.
I was about to say, are you just gonna give it up? Is that your New Year's resolution? Is to give up your catchphrase? But anyways, this is episode 27, of course, and New Year, new. You know, I don't know if it's going to be a new show style or whatever. We're just going to do what we're just going to try to put out the best show we can. So hopefully you, the viewer or listener or whatever, will enjoy it. And I do want to say that we're actually recording this live on Ustream. Tried to do video streaming, but that failed. Failed miserably.
Yeah. So, you know, those of you watching are just seeing our pretty logo as we talk, but behind it.
Yes. Our fabulous logo that Ifester created.
Yes.
So, I guess we can.
And I'm just gonna say somebody is messing with our show notes.
Really?
You haven't seen the show notes?
Oh, wow.
I wonder who that could be. because they didn't write their name in it at all.
Not at all. I don't want to have to put the privacy on, but you know, but maybe I got to, because we had some problems before, but that's for another time.
Yeah, so, I don't see him on. So
yeah, so I guess we can get into the show. First, Tron.
Yeah,
it's been a while since I guess it's been out for a while, a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, the 17th.
I think the 17th, and I saw it the 18th. Yeah. Okay. So
same here.
I shamefully have to admit I have never seen the first one.
Oh, really?
And I've tried looking for it, but Disney has their stupid, you know, in the vault, whatever bullshit. I mean, it's not on Netflix. It's not, you know, I can't find it even to purchase, you know?
Really?
So I guess I just have to wait till they release it again, which they'll probably release it when they release Tron Legacy, you know? I'm hoping they do. Because I was really trying to look for it before I saw Tron Legacy. But, yeah, so, sadly, I have to admit that. Lose a little geek cred, I guess.
Yeah, you do. I've seen Tron a couple times throughout the years. I can't say I can remember much about it other than it's a bit slow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tron Legacy was, you know, action a lot and lots of it. Yeah, Tron was slow.
Yeah, I do have to say Tron Legacy had a lot of action and very little of Tron himself.
Yeah, you actually saw his face for maybe 15 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, you see him in the flashback towards the beginning, you know, and then at the very end, you know, you see him that one when that one thing happens. Do we want to give spoilers on here or no? I don't know.
How about light spoilers?
Yeah, okay. Would you consider that a big spoiler?
No, because it's Tron. You know, Tron's going to be in it.
Yeah, Tron, but, I mean, the fact that Tron was turned bad, or was pretending to be bad, I think. I didn't really understand that.
What I understood was Clue corrupted him. Like, as, you know, the Tron's file got corrupted, and that's kind of what happened. That's why you never really heard him speak, really. Like, you just heard him kind of growl.
Yeah, definitely. I do have to say I was very impressed with what is it, Olivia Wilde?
Yeah,
the chick. Or also known as 13 from House. I really thought she did good.
Like, during the entire movie, I never connected her to House until I saw an interview for Tron. I'm like, oh my god, that was a chick from House.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that going in, and I could see that it was her, but, you know, if no one had told me, you know, I wouldn't have noticed, because her performance was spot on.
You know, what really got me was the hair. You know, her hair was black in the movie.
Yeah, short and black. Very, very different. But, yeah. I don't know. It was pretty good. I like the way they didn't just do the entire thing 3D, you know. They made the human world kind of the actual world, you know, 2D. I think that was a bit different. Wait, did you see it 3D or no?
No, I did. I am against 3D movies right now.
Have you seen any movies that has done 3D that people have praised?
No, I haven't.
That's your problem.
Well, it's the fact that, you know, I wear glasses.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a problem. The glasses they pass out fit, you know, perfectly over, you know, they're big enough to fit perfectly over normal glasses. At least they fit over mine, and mine are kind of, mine aren't the smallest glasses, but.
The next movie, the next big movie I see, I'll try to make it a point and actually see it in 3D.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, they can really do 3D pretty well. I mean, and like I said, that I'm really glad they didn't, you know, they did 3D where it was appropriate. They didn't do 3D in the human world, you know, in the actual world, because it just wouldn't have looked good, I guess, you know, not as well as, you know, in the actual Tron.
Yeah. That's kind of cool that they did that.
Yeah, but that ended up being one of my favorite movies of the year.
Yeah,
I'm kind of upset that we did our show before seeing Tron.
Yeah. Hello?
Hold on. Okay, I'm back. But yeah, I'm kind of upset that, you know, we did our, you know, movie, game of the year, whatever, geek of the year show, you know, before seeing Tron, because, I mean, I'm not sure if it was my number one movie. I still think Scott Pilgrim was my number one movie, but it would have been in my top three.
Yeah, it would have been in my top three as well.
So yeah, I guess yeah, I make that known, you know, a little late edit of our top three movies of the year.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I was already planning on going to see Tron, but I wasn't expecting it to be really good. And I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. And for me, I saw the 3D and I enjoyed it. And I saw it with my dad. He was actually a big fan of the first Tron. And it was his first 3D movie and he really enjoyed the 3D in it. So that made him a believer of 3D. I guess we can go to the next topic. The Avatar Kinect, you brought that up.
I just saw a little video on a commercial, really, on Giant Bomb today. And it was it's basically what we're trying to do through the Xbox. Like, it was being streamed on Facebook, apparently, and on a phone, just using avatars and Kinect in their place.
Yeah, that's probably just the Windows Phone 7 or whatever. Yeah, exclusive to that.
I'm sure it was, but still.
I mean, it'd be even better if, you know, they made it work on the iPhone and Android, you know, but
we don't know. Like we just saw it on a phone.
Yeah, that's true.
If that turns out to be, you know, really good, we just may just move straight to that instead of trying to do this.
maybe, but you gotta have the Kinect for that though, right?
I do.
I don't.
Get it? Well, we don't know. Your character may just sit there and not move.
I could live with that. But yeah, it looks interesting, but there's still the problem of how would we record it to put it, you know, the actual recording on like iTunes and all that.
Well, like
jive.
Well, you know, I've kind of done that before. Kind of wearing my headset to my computer right on my neck while wearing my gaming headset on that, my actual head.
Yeah. I use the same headset. I use the same headset for
both. I kind of noticed that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I have another headset that I use just for PC, but after getting my Trident, and then those broke, and then I got a Turtle Beach, and, you know, why use a lower quality, you know, Logitech when I got better, you know, headphones or headset?
Yeah.
So I guess I could plug in my other headset and do that, but there's no really right release date for that, is there?
No, I assume it was kind of premiered during CES. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know any coverage from CES at all, which is kind of a first for me this year.
Yeah, I'm looking at lots of sites and about different gadgets releasing and stuff like that from CES, but I'm wondering whether this will be like come out as soon as like the spring update, or we're gonna have to wait for a fall update.
Don't know. We'll just have to see and find out. Hopefully, it'll work just as good as they showed, but nothing ever does.
No. Well, Netflix. Netflix works pretty damn good on the Xbox.
Yeah, Netflix. Yeah.
That's like the best thing on the Xbox. But now it's, you know, everywhere else. iPod, iPhone, even the Wii has it.
Yeah. Lately, that's all I've been using my Xbox for.
Yeah,
I'll watch Netflix. I'll watch, you know, Stargate and play WoW, which may contribute to my dream last night of Stargate and WoW.
Oh, nice! I'm still waiting for Android to get Netflix, though.
That'd be nice.
It's coming. It's just the fact that it's on Android is on different phones and different carriers, and there's that problem. I've looked at some. I guess press releases that Netflix have released, and they're working on it, and it's probably only going to come out to the most popular phones, like the Droid and, you know, stuff like that.
Well, then I'm fine then.
Yeah.
Well, you said that you're getting you're looking into an Android tablet, didn't you?
Oh, yes, definitely. And they're
so
releasing every 6 seconds at CES. I mean, it's ridiculous the different Android tablets they have. I mean, and they're dual core too. A lot of them are dual core NVIDIA Tegra CPU chips. So that's pretty. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. And the rumor is that the Galaxy, the Tab, you know, they have it for like Verizon and all the other carriers. That's rumored to the Wi-Fi version to just be $299, so that may be something to look into.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm saving my money for something good. That's probably my next big tech, you know, gadget purchase. Onto an actual game. The Back to the Future game. You've played it.
Yes, I've played it and I've beaten it.
Well, you beat the first chapter, right?
Yes, I beat episode 1. there's going to be 4 or 5 episodes coming throughout the year.
And when you buy it, was it like 20 something for just the one episode, or?
Well, I bought it on Steam, and it just said, Back to the Future, the game, $20. So that's what I bought, and I got episode one, and from, you know, what I really hope, you know, because I don't assume each episode is $20, because I would be really pissed. But I'm going to assume that when they released, I'm going to get those just as an automatic download.
Yeah, okay. That I got to look into that, because if that's the case, then I'm definitely going to get it, because that's a good deal. Even right now, it's like 24 or something, like 20 something right now.
Yeah,
and there's six parts.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. How long was the first part?
I beat it in maybe 3 hours and got stuck maybe once.
Okay. What kind of game is it though?
It's a point and click. It's a Telltale game. You know, just like as in, you know, the Sam and Max games. What else? Monkey Island. I used to play King's Quest back in the day, and I was, you know, King's Quest 5 and 6, that's what I played the most, and those are point clicks.
Yeah, but is it actually fun, or is it just more for the story?
I mean, it's kind of figuring out what to do. You know, it's puzzle solving.
Hmm.
You know, like, there was this one part where I was trying to get, it takes place in the 1920s, I think. I can't remember. but it was during the, oh my God, I'm totally blanking. Alcohol thing.
The Prohibition.
Prohibition, thank you.
Yeah.
It's during that. And, like, I was trying to get, like, some bootleg, like, hooch. And it took me maybe 30 minutes to figure out actually how to do it.
Huh. Okay. Do I have any more questions about it?
I will say this: they didn't actually get Michael J. Fox to voice Marty, but who they did to get voice Marty? Oh my God! It's a better Marty than what Michael J. Fox did. Like, because I mean, it's just so accurate to what he sounded like in the movies.
Huh. Well, that's good. They did get Christopher Lloyd to play Doc.
Yes, they did.
So that's pretty good. But yeah, I was watching the movies. I watched the first and the second one in the last few days, and just you know, about to watch the third. And
the game takes place 6 months after the third. But what there is a story thing that really kind of threw me, because, you know, at the end of part 3, the DeLorean gets destroyed, but yet in the game you're driving the DeLorean.
Yeah, it shows up mysteriously by itself, right?
Yes. And like, you know, the whole thing with, you know, Doc had a family. Nope, nowhere to be found. His family, nowhere. So that's the only actual story part that made me kind of question, what's going on?
So I don't know. Maybe it'll get explained in another episode.
I hope so.
Yeah, because that's kind of that'll upset a lot of fans of the franchise.
That was kind of a big thing in part three.
Yeah, definitely. And I just want to say this again. I hope they do not remake the Back to the Future movies. Watching them now, 25 years later, you know, from when it's released, they still hold up. They're amazing movies. At least the first two are. The third, I kind of have a problem with the third, somewhat.
I will say this: the opening cut scene is the opening scene from the first one, almost to the key. Like, it's just almost exactly right.
Huh, that's interesting.
But what kind of threw it off was, you know, was Einstein was, you know, gonna reappear. He didn't. Like, he didn't come back.
Really? And there,
you know, there's a dialogue tree. And, you know, one of the things is, this didn't happen. And, you know, that's, of course, what I picked, because, you know, this didn't happen. And it was apparently a dream, so.
Okay.
I just really liked that it was.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to pick this up. It's probably going to be my next game purchase, because there's nothing I want till, like, mid-February. When Marvel vs. Capcom 3 comes out. I mean, there's nothing.
I can't think of a game I'm looking forward to right now.
Yeah. This year, I've looked at games coming out this year, and so far, there's not much that I'm looking forward to.
Diablo 3.
That's not coming out this year. We'll get that in like 3-4 years, maybe. It'll come out when it's done and ready. That's Blizzard's. That's the way they function, so.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I know.
But I'd love it if Diablo 3, you know, was ready to come out. I wouldn't mind. But I'd rather wait for it. Wait for it to be perfect. Next, I guess we could go into our I recommend section. Unless there's any other type of games you want to talk about. I haven't really played anything
in
good while.
Yeah, I've just been really playing a lot of WoW. I haven't really talked a lot about Cataclysm on the show.
Cataclysm.
there's a video when Cataclysm first came out, where this chick she pronounced Cataclysm wrong, and she said Cataclysm, and it just blew up. Like, it was on G4, and a lot of the WoW podcasts I listen to are just call it Cataclysm now.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty funny. But, we can get into the I recommend then, okay. Unless you want to talk about Cataclysm.
Just that, yeah, it just completely redid the original game. It's just awesome. I recommend everybody play it, because it's just a lot easier to get into now than it was in previous expansions. It's a lot more beginner friendly.
Yeah, and now you have more time to put towards it.
Yes, now that I'm free of that hell of a second job.
Yes, and because of that, hopefully we'll have frequent podcasts.
A lot more shows.
Yes, a lot more. That's what I'm... Well, I'll talk about that later. Okay, I recommend. I guess I'll start with mine, because we seem to have you go with yours first all the time.
Okay, yeah.
Mine is a movie called Suck. It's on Netflix Instant Watch. And to be honest, I'm not sure what I think of this movie. I'm not sure if I like it or if I don't like it.
As I was watching this movie, I was kind of hoping, is this the movie he said? I don't know. I mean, it's a musical. That kind of goes with his theme.
It was kind of, it had musical elements in it, but it wasn't a full-blown musical.
Yeah, it wasn't like the other ones you picked, but...
Yeah. I don't know. It's just something I saw and I was going to put on my... It was at the bottom of my actual disc queue, and almost by the time I got around to it, it turned, you know, up on Instant Watch. So I was pleased. I didn't have to waste the disc.
Yeah, that's what happened with me in Alice in Wonderland. Like, well, it was really as soon as they sent the disc to me, it was on Instant Watch.
Ooh, that's harsh. But yeah, it has some musical elements, but it's a vampire movie. Suck, you know.
Yeah,
sucking blood vampire, and basically it's about like a rock band, a struggling rock band, and one of their members gets turned, and you know, so I guess eventually the whole band gets turned and. They start doing better, and it's I don't know. I'm not describing it right, but it's a pretty weird movie.
Yeah. What kept me watching was you know was it Jennifer? That was her name. She was hot.
Yeah.
She was hot. That's what kept me watching.
But I mean, what kept me watching was. I didn't hate it, but I'm not sure what I think of it. Like I said, it was just, it was just a weird movie. I'm probably going to have to watch it again just to see whether I like it or not. But go ahead.
I'll just say the opening scene of the toy bat flying. Cause that was kind of a thing throughout the movie, was whenever you see, you know, they're traveling, you see toys traveling on track. Like, at first, I'm like, oh my god, this is really bad. But then it just, at the end, it was actually kind of funny.
Yeah. But, it did have a couple rock legends. It did have Alice Cooper and Iggy Pop.
Yeah,
and,
I was.
You know, I saw that, and you know, starring. So, you know, before I even watched it, and I was like, "Huh, I like both of them. I wonder what they're doing. What doing? You know, a vampire movie for?"
I really think Alice Cooper should do more movies because he is a good actor.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he did a pretty good job.
Like I've seen him in other movies, and he's good. He should do more movies.
Yeah, and I think Iggy Pop was pretty good too.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, I think he can only play one type of role, the type of role he played, but you know. Just because, you know, he looks like he's partied for years and years and years, partied all his life, basically. He looks worn out. But yeah, it's a definitely an interesting movie, and you know, I'd recommend it just to see what other people think about it, because I'm still not, you know, 100% sure how I feel. Because it wasn't bad by any means, but
no, it wasn't bad, but you know,
I think I'm more towards liking it just because it was different. Just the way they made it was different. But yeah, I guess we can go into yours now.
Yeah, I picked Robin Hood, the British show. There's 3 seasons out on Instant Watch. I really like this version of Robin Hood. I mean, it really is basically the story of Robin Hood. You can't really go wrong with that. What'd you think of it?
The first episode seemed kind of it didn't really catch me, you know. It seemed kind of slow to me. And maybe that's just me, but it seemed a bit slow and it was kind of boring me out a bit. But I think it really picked up the second episode and so forth, because I see myself watching more and more of it, because it seems pretty good. And I'm not a big Robin Hood fan, you know. I never really watched much about Robin Hood or really thought too much of Robin Hood, but it's definitely an entertaining show.
Yeah, I started watching it like last year. Like it was just the first 2 seasons on there. And then around the time when we were trying to pick a show for this show, I noticed that season 3 was on there, so I was watching that at the time. But yeah, I really like this show. Because I really like the medieval kind of era, so I really kind of dig the Robin Hood story, like in general.
Yeah, I mean it's a really well done. It's a well done show.
Yeah.
Then again, the BBC, I mean, they've got money to, you know, throw at their shows to make it good.
From what I understand, it's actually not on BBC. It's just a British show.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that. I would have thought it would be on BBC.
Yeah, I did too until Cookie corrected me.
Oh, that,
back
that,
when we were doing our Doctor Who episode.
Oh, that's interesting. Huh. I didn't think they had any other type of TV over there besides BBC.
I know, because that's all we seem to watch is BBC.
Huh. Because I know they have tons of different BBC channels, like BBC One, BBC Two, all that. I thought it was just all BBC, and then, okay. But, yeah, it's pretty good, though, then. It's yeah. Even more impressive, since it's not BBC. Some mysterious British channel, or...
Yes.
Interesting. I would, like I said, it's really well done, and I like the characters. Like more specifically, I like the sheriff, because the sheriff is just so evil.
Yes, yes, you can definitely learn to hate the sheriff.
I mean, just from the few episodes I've seen, he is just evil, and the actor just plays it so well.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
But yeah, like I said, I definitely plan to watch more of it, and maybe when I get through it, we could talk more about it.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But I guess
I definitely recommend this to anybody.
Yeah. I recommend it as well. After freshly viewing it, semi-freshly, but yeah. I guess we'll take our break, and y'all can hear the OFRN promo, and we can have a break.
Oh, man. Anthony, look, the door was unlocked, man. I was knocking out there for a while, but nobody ever came, so hope you're cool with me just walking in.
OFR, man, I love these podcasts.
Anthony.
Great. Open Farm Radio.
Anthony. Dude, can you even hear me?
There's 10
people. Bro, I brought pizza. Vic. Your favorite, dude. Pepperoni Humpers.
Man, they got so many
Anthony.
Podcasts, dude. They're, like, awesome.
God, what are you so consumed with, dude? Listen, I got some big news. Big news. BioWare is going out of business. Sorry, man. I know that's, like, your favorite, but, you know, there's just some issues going on up top. They said there's nothing they can do. Can you hear me?
The sports
Anthony.
Subscribe. Sports.
Dude, guess what? Joss Whedon just signed up for season 2 of Firefly.
Oh, dude, prove your point. Yeah, subscribe.
It's going to be on NBC, too, so we don't have to worry about Fox canceling them. Dude, can you hear me?
Subscribe.
Anthony. Dude, Christina Hendricks awesome. Is in the living room waiting on you. I just thought you should know. Christina Hendricks in the living room waiting on you, dude. I'm tired of even trying, man. I'm out.
This website's great. Did you say Christina Hendricks? What? Bubba, did you say what?
If you want to find some podcasts to keep you entertained for hours and hours, go to openforumradio.com.
And we're back from our break.
And multiple technical issues.
Yes, multiple technical issues. Thankfully, we were on a break, so y'all won't have to. Well, it's not the fact that y'all don't have to hear it. It's the fact that I don't have to edit that. That's what I'm thankful for. But I guess we can get. What do you want to do? Do you want to talk about Cataclysm, or you want to talk about Doctor Who first?
We can get Cataclysm out of the way.
Alrighty, go ahead.
I'm just gonna just say names and places, and I'm not gonna explain a whole lot because that just gets really, really boring to someone listening. I'm 84 right now. The cap is at 85. I'm almost there. But the new zones, they're awesome. Like I spent so much time in Deep Home. That's a realm that's underneath the land or whatever. It's really kind of confusing because really everything down there, rocks are floating in the air, pillars are exploding and then coming back together to explode again. There's rock creatures everywhere. It's just awesome. Yeah, I said this before, we need someone else who plays WoW on the show.
Well, if you play WoW and want to be on the show, you know, contact yes. us. We have multiple ways.
Yeah, we could get that second podcast you're wanting to start up. We can make that a WoW show.
I don't know about that, but
I did start a goblin. That's one of the new races, and. They're kind of, I don't know, they kind of remind me of kind of the mob, like the way they act and talk, like the Italian mob in New York. Cause, you know, the really? You know, forget about it. That they kind of talk just like that, though.
Huh.
And
that's interesting.
Yeah, before, you know, when you started a new character, you were just a nameless person to the quest givers and stuff. You're just like, oh hey, new mage, hey go kill these 5 rats, have fun. But with a goblin, you start out you're a person. Yeah, you're something of importance. Because, like, you know, of the hierarchy of the goblins, there's the trade prince. And you're in the running to be the next trade prince. Like, you're next in line. And, like, you have an assistant. You know, I played male, so I had a girlfriend. I don't know what it's like with the females. I don't know if there's a boyfriend in there or not. That'd be kind of weird if there wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, you talk to the sales rep, you get a car on your second mission. And you go pick up friends of yours. It's really nothing like what Blizzard has done before. And I can really even say that with the Warkins, because I've played a Warkin up to 20. That's a werewolf, really.
Hmm.
But and that one's more serious. While the goblins are more just really kind of silly. Because with the Warkins, you're fighting off an invasion of Worgens at first, because you start out. Worgens are half human, half wolf, and you start out and you're just fully human. And going through the quests, eventually you'll get bit, and then you'll slowly start becoming primal. And the way they've A lot of people, I've heard this comment before, with they have problems with MMOs, was like, oh yeah, you do a quest, like you've done something big, but like the next five minutes, you know, like, you know, that beast you killed is still alive again, you know, just destroying the town. What Blizzard did in... They started out a little bit with the last expansion, but they've really done a lot more with this new one. It's called phasing, where the area you're in looks different to everybody who's on a different part of the quest. Like the Worgen, for instance, you know, you start out in this area. You know, you see a bunch of soldiers around. You get your quest. You go around a corner, find a dead body, come back around to talk to that person again, and that entire area is a battlefield.
Hmm.
It's dynamic changes, which is amazing. You know, it's just really cool. Because you really feel like you're kind of making a difference when you play the game.
Well, that's interesting. Sounds like it's a lot of differences from the actual game.
Yeah.
From what you're describing.
When I first started playing WoW, that was just before the first expansion. And, you know, it took forever to get to level 60. I can get 80 now in a week. You know, what took me 2 months before? Because they've...
How many hours is that, though?
Say that again.
How many hours is that, though?
I would say, you know, once I start playing, I don't stop, so... I'd say maybe 5 hours a night.
Oh, wow. Then again, that is kind of light for normal WoW players.
Yeah. Because it just, you know, you just start playing and, hey, where did the sun go? Oh, hey, I missed dinner. That just happens really easily.
Wow.
I just can't express how much better this is from before. I mean, they have redone it so much that starting a new character, you will never play the same, do the same quest you did when you started playing five years ago. Every single quest is different from 1 to 60. They're all different quests now.
Interesting.
Yes. I know you haven't played, so you really don't get kind of the scope of what they did with it. But before...
Yeah.
Before there was a race of, you know, gnomes, you know, their home had been taken, you know, before the game really started. Their home of Gnomergon had been taken over by
Gnomergon.
Yeah. By beast-like creatures called Trogs, and that was a dungeon. Was you go through Gnomergon and fight them all. But now they actually have their city back. So I mean, you can't go back to the old WoW. I mean, they've destroyed zones that people loved, really. You know, I really wish I could explain in words how much it has changed to somebody who has not played. But I can't think of them.
Well, I mean, the entire world has changed. I mean,
yeah,
that explained. I mean, that in itself, you know, I can understand the differences. I mean,
yeah, an entire world that people have known for 5 years is drastically different.
Hmm. Well, like I've said before, I need to get myself a computer mouse, a good one, and then I can maybe I'll take one of your free trial codes you keep offering me.
Yes, because I've got plenty to spare.
So, yeah. Well, hopefully other WoW players listened to you talk and understood what you were saying, because
yeah,
I didn't understand anything.
Yeah, I could hear the glassy eyed moment just coming through.
You kind of sounded like the adults on Charlie Brown, you know.
Uh-huh. Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't going to explain a whole lot, you know, just go into detail.
Yeah, but I can understand, you know, I've played tons of games, open world games, and, you know, huge worlds, and just the thought of, you know, the entire world changing, I have that, you know, comparison, you know, I can imagine it, so. But, yeah, I guess we can go on to Doctor Who now, the Christmas special.
Hey, yeah, it was Christmas. So there was a Christmas special.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Christmas, like, almost 2 weeks ago. Wow, I can't believe it's been 2 weeks since Christmas.
12 days.
Yeah, close enough. I round up.
Yeah, my mom came this morning and said, happy 12th day of Christmas.
Nice.
So that's kind of how I knew.
Gotcha. Yeah. I really wasn't. I was looking forward to the Doctor Who Christmas special, you know, because it's more Doctor Who. Duh. But I wasn't really expecting too much because of this previous season, you know, wasn't exactly on par with what I've been used to with the previous seasons. That maybe that's just because, you know, David Tennant was, you know, so good, and I enjoyed David Tennant as the Doctor, and Matt Smith just seemed a bit goofy at first.
Yeah.
But I mean, what were you thinking before, you know, waiting for the Christmas special to come on?
Yeah, I just couldn't.
Did you think it was going to be good, or?
I couldn't wait for more Doctor Who. It was actually my dad who told me what the story was going to be. Cause,
oh, really?
You know, yeah, because I just, you know, like, there's going to be a Christmas special. That's all I know. Then my dad said, yeah, it's going to be like a Christmas Carol this year. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and the big thing, I mean, this is big. I don't think a lot of people realize how big of a thing it was, but it aired, you know, same day as the BBC's airing on Christmas Day. That's big, considering we had to wait 2 weeks, and then we had to wait even, you know, for two more weeks extra because they, I don't know, halfway into the season or whatever, they decided they weren't going to show it on BBC America for two more weeks. So we ended up being a month behind originally when the season ended.
Yeah, that's if you watched it on BBC America.
Yes. But where else would we watch it? I mean, that's the only legal way to watch it.
Keyword legal.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah. So I'm, you know, really excited. I'm not sure what the numbers were, you know, from being, you know, same day released over there and here. But I'm sure, you know, more people would be willing to watch it, you know, on BBC America if it aired the same day, you know, and they didn't have to wait.
Yeah, this was the first time, you know, I actually watched a premiere of a Doctor Who episode on BBC America without seeing it beforehand. So I had to sit through commercials. God, I hate commercials.
Yeah, I had it recorded and I was a little too late to see it, so I didn't see it completely live, but so I was able to fast forward to them, but I still watched them because there were some pretty cool Doctor Who commercials, real Doctor Who related stuff. What was it? The TARDIS commercial? I can't remember what it was.
Yes, I do remember that. I did like the Doctor Who commercials.
Yeah, and then they had the I guess at the end they had the sneak peek for season 6 or wait, no, didn't they have commercials talking about they were going to America?
No.
Or was that at the end? Okay.
That was at the end.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, that has me excited and kind of weary at the same time. The Doctor in America.
Yeah, they tried that before. It didn't go over too well.
Are you talking about the movie in the 90s?
Yes.
They also had an animated short miniseries where he was in Roswell, New Mexico.
Dreamland.
Yeah.
That was okay because, you know, David Tennant was there.
Yeah. It's automatically not bad because of the Tennant, but... But the actual episode, or the Christmas special, it had I can't remember his name, the actor who plays Dumbledore. Second Dumbledore.
Yes. Yes.
Because the first one died.
Yes.
I can't think of his name. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I couldn't even guess. I don't know.
Oh, well. Oh, well. I fail at being a geek. it was interesting. I mean, it had the Christmas spin to it, and, I don't know how to describe it.
I think Cookie said it best on Twitter. This one was the first one that had time travel done right.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, I'd have to disagree with that, but it did really? Do it right. Yeah, I think the time travel was done pretty good in past episodes.
I mean, with the whole playing, you know, the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future, you know, with the TARDIS, that's perfect. It was great.
Yeah, it was a different way that time travel was used because he kind of broke some rules. His some of the rules that he said before, you know. But I guess he had to, and since it was an emergency, since he had to save all the lives on the ship. So it was a different way he used time travel. I think that's the big thing. Because he actually changed time. I mean, he actually did change what had been done on purpose.
Yeah.
And it was really cool the way that the villain was seeing what was going on, you know.
Yeah,
and his memories were changing.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool too. And he was saying, "But that didn't happen." But it did.
Yeah. I mean, I've only seen it once. I didn't watch it a second time or a third time. I mean, actually, I'm planning on going back and watching all of season 5 again. And I guess I'll watch the...
I probably will when it's get closer time to the actual show starting back up.
Yeah, but it wasn't that bad. I actually enjoyed the Doctor Who Christmas Carol, whatever, Christmas special Carol. I think it was a lot better than most of season 5.
Agreed.
And I was kind of upset that there wasn't much of Amy Pond, or Amy. What would her last name be again?
I don't know what Rory's last name is. Had no idea. I really liked the part where she came out in her police outfit and he came out in the Roman outfit.
That was priceless. that was hilarious. Funny and had me confused.
Because you know they're supposedly on their honeymoon, and when they ask like, "Why are you dressed like that?" Don't ask. I liked that. I really liked that.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah, there's not too much I have to say about it. I'm just waiting for the next season.
Yeah.
The sneak peek they showed of season 6, I'm all on board. A lot of questions will be, you know, answered.
Yeah, because, you know, there was a bunch left after season 5.
Yeah, and Stephen Moffat has said that in season 6, there will be River explanation will be told, you know.
Finally.
I've read that online somewhere, so I'm excited about that.
Because the internet is trustful.
Well, I mean, it's a reliable source, I think. I can't remember where I read it, but it was reliable. And
okay.
I think there's rumors that there might Captain Jack might be coming back.
And hopefully it won't be like David Tennant was supposedly in season 5.
Yeah, that was a jip. That really pissed me off.
It was.
I still say he could get his Donna doctor could come back. That's still a way he can come back. But anyways. But yeah, and I guess in America that might be interesting. But then again, like I said, very weary because how will, you know, police boxes work in America? I don't think. So,
yeah. Well, how do they work on spaceships? They just kind of just say people like they just kind of ignore it.
Yeah, true. But yeah, not much to talk about of the Christmas special. It was good. It was done right. I'd suggest I would recommend it. If to any Doctor Who fan, of course, it was pretty good, and that's about it for me. If you have anything else you want to talk about it, or
I'm good.
I do gotta say, with the next season of Doctor Who, I'm ready for the new Torchwood.
Yes,
that's gonna be on. I think Stars. It's gonna be on Stars.
Yeah, one of those shows that's not going to cancel it, like Fox would.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Stars, so yeah, I'm excited about that. That it's not on Fox, because that was my biggest concern, because that was a big rumor.
Thank God.
Thank God indeed. I guess we can close the show up. Short show. Hopefully we'll have a longer show next week, and hopefully we'll have a guest next week.
Who plays WoW? Nick can talk about WoW. No, did I say that loud? Okay.
Yes. But next week. We would have had a guest this week, but the reason why we haven't had show in the last couple weeks has been to personal reasons and to illness, extreme illness. But you know, new year, hopefully we can bring a more consistent, you know, release of shows, you know, hopefully weekly.
Yes, now that burden of a second job not there.
Yes, that will help indeed. Definitely. So I guess, you know, if you do play WoW, you know, and you want to be on the show, there's many ways you can contact us. Or if you just want to be on the show and just to talk about certain stuff you think, you know, we'd be interested in or whatever, just let us know. And there's been a few people who've asked to be on the show, and I've just forgotten who all. I'm going to start making a list of people. Yeah. But there's many ways. You can send us an email at thegeeksftw@gmail.com, of course. You can leave a comment on the site posting of this episode. You can leave us Facebook by searching The Geeks for FTW, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yes.
If it was The Geeks FTW or Geeks FTW.
I think either way, you'll find us if you look for our logo.
You can win. You can leave a iTunes review. Our contest is over with, so Shayward won. Congratulations to him.
And he said he was in the chat earlier, and he said thanks too.
Yes, you're very welcome. Thank you for leaving a review. But like I said, you can leave us an iTunes review. More contests to come. Not sure if it'll be iTunes related or not, but it doesn't hurt, you know, to leave an iTunes review. You can say whatever you want, you know, 5 stars though.
Yeah, as long as we prefer five stars.
And you know, any negative feedback you can definitely leave, you know, anywhere else basically. But is there anything else? Did I mention Twitter?
No, you did not.
Okay. Our Twitter account, you know, twitter.com/thegeeksftw. I can't remember what the phone number is. Dang, I'm unprepared.
I know it's something geek. geek is the last four things.
I don't know where that would be.
We have a phone number.
And we'll be ready to, you know.
Listen to the last two shows, and it's at least in there.
Yes. Not last show, but the show before that. But episode 25. It's in episode 25. But and so it'll be next episode. Next episode, and it'll be in the descriptions, the show descriptions or whatever on the site. I'll make sure to post it there. So yeah. I guess we can, listen to all the other OFRN podcasts, of course, you know, that we had the little promo go, but, you know, you can find all of them on our site and openforumradio.com. If not all of them, most of them. I'm not sure. I've been behind on my podcast viewing, so I'm not sure if they've added any new ones or not.
I haven't heard about any new ones.
But yeah. Alrighty. And if you want to start a new podcast, you know, that has anything to do with geeks, you know, geek related.
Or WoW.
Hit us up. it could include WoW, yes, but let us know, because we have the extra space for another podcast, and you know, we're not covering everything, and we're not covering as much as we thought we would, you know, because there's just too much to cover in the realm,
and
you know?
We're poor, so we can't afford a whole lot of cool stuff.
Oh yes, right now we're poor. I'm poor right now. I was about to be able to make a big purchase but life happens. So yeah, definitely, you know, send us a email or direct message on Twitter or something if you're interested, because we have the space for it to host it. So let us know. With that, we may be, you know, if we do have a new podcast, I know I can't host it, and I know I don't have the time to host two podcasts and be responsible for them. So if you're interested in hosting, you know, let us know. But yeah, I guess we can do shout outs now. Stuart?
I would like to shout out Santa, because he's awesome. He got me a Blu-ray player.
Nice. Congrats.
Yes, I can now watch what all that fuss was about. I only have one movie, which was Inception. Awesome movie, too.
But doesn't it look so pretty? The power of the Blu-ray. But is that it?
I think that's a bit big one. Yeah.
Me, I guess just shout outs to Shayward, you know, our contest winner. He won Left 4 Dead 2 for the PC. And that was a long contest, and just because not that many people participated. So,
shame on you.
Yes, shame on you.
Shame on you, listener.
But we will.
We know at least 200 people listen to the show. So, yeah, shame on all of you.
Yes, yes, definitely. I guess, shout out to Anthony Alex from the Angry Mailman podcast for you know, he was in our failed attempt at streaming it live for a bit.
We're still alive, just nobody's watching.
Yeah. Yes, hopefully we can get it tweaked. We can tweak it and, you know, fix everything.
Yes.
Before we try recording again and doing this again. Because this was a failed attempt on Ustream, but hopefully with the power of editing, it's a good episode. So, I guess with that, this has been episode 27 of the Geeks for the Win, and we will see you next time.
One more year till we all die.